News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
The figures from the latest Daft.ie house price report show a sharp increase in price around the country for the second quarter in a row. Now, the national average list price in June was 8.8% higher than in December. To put that in sort of some perspective, prices rose by 8% in the whole of 2016 and by 8.5% in the whole of 2015. If the first half of 2017 is anything to go by, price increases are likely to match or exceed those in 2014 when they rose by 14%. Now, to give us, put some kind of understanding on all of this, Ronan Lyons, the economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the report, joins us on the line. Ronan, can you give us a run through of the main findings of this report?
Yeah, I think you touched on a couple of them there. I suppose the big ones are, firstly, the speed of house price increases at the moment. As you mentioned, this is faster house price growth than we've seen since 2014, when you had a sort of a like a mini bubble in Dublin when prices shot up by about 20% over the course of 18 months in the capital. The second thing is also a return to house price inflation in Dublin. For the last 2 years or so, it had been after the central bank rules were introduced, it was the non-Dublin housing market that was driving house price inflation, whereas Dublin house prices had more or less stabilised. Over the last 6 to 9 months, it's reversed, and now Dublin prices are growing faster than prices elsewhere in the country. Not everywhere. There are some parts of the country that are seeing even bigger increases than in Dublin, but on average, Dublin prices are now rising more than elsewhere in the country. So it's a return to house price growth faster than we've seen in the last couple of years, and it's a return to Dublin driving that fast house price growth.
What about the Help to Buy scheme? Has it had any influence?
I think if you were looking for culprits in terms of policy, you would look maybe at Help to Buy or at the change in the central bank rules. Now, if Help to Buy were driving this, we would see it more in new homes and more in the cheaper segments of the market. Now, what we've actually seen is the opposite. It's the more expensive parts of the market that have seen bigger increases over the last 6 to 9 months. And that suggests to me that it's not Help to Buy because there aren't enough newly built homes on the market for the tail to wag the dog, so to speak. It's the change in the central bank rules that if you're buying an expensive property as a first-time buyer, the deposit you need now has gone down dramatically compared to a year ago. And that's fueled inflation in the more expensive postcodes in Dublin. So of the two, I would be looking more at the change in the central bank rules than in Help to Buy.
Yeah, because in terms of the Help to Buy, the European Commission advised the government that their policy in relation to Help to Buy had stimulated demand in an environment of what they call inelastic supply, and it states the rent pressure zones have been counterproductive then.
Yeah, I think they've put the European Commission has sort of identified the key issue there, that if you have lots of demand and not enough supply, the further boosting demand is an odd way of solving the problem. So what you should want to do, and inelastic is that's a good economics term. What it basically means is if you've got 10,000 new families setting up home in Ireland, do you have 10,000 new homes to accommodate them? And if you've got inelastic supply, you don't get your 10,000. That's basically a good description of what's happened in Ireland. Say, if we're taking the number of 10,000, that's what's being added probably every quarter. Every 3 months, we're seeing 10,000 new households being formed, and we're not getting 10,000 new homes. We're certainly not getting anything close to 40 or 50,000 homes built a year, which is what the country needs, given its size.
One of the criticisms of the government's budgetary position at the moment, or budgetary stance, is that they're saying that it's likely to be pro-cyclical. Are we heading into a bubble? Are we heading into another cycle of... Is this another beginning of another cycle of boom and bust?
So I would make an important distinction between a credit-driven bubble and booms and busts in the sort of ebb and flow of activity in the economy, including in housing. You're never going to stop a house building rising and then falling. The question is, how dramatic will it be? And what we saw in 95 to 2012 was far too extreme, and it was driven by credit. What we have now is not an abundance of credit. It's not the case that you can borrow so much you don't know what to do with it. That was the case in 2004, 5, 6, 7. And what we have now, but I think this is the important point, just because it's not a credit bubble doesn't mean it's a healthy market. And what we have now is a very unhealthy market, but it's a chronic lack of housing supply. It's not about the supply of money, it's about the supply of homes. And if I were the government, it's not, I mean, there's a social housing issue here, which is to do with how much money the government spends. But even aside from that, there's an issue around the cost of construction in Ireland and why is it so expensive compared to other countries. If the government can understand that, it can take the moves that would bring down costs to a reasonable level and that would get more supply built. That doesn't necessarily cost the government any money to do that. These may be just rules that it has that are causing problems rather than part
so
of the solution.
Would you be of the mind to buy into the argument that the VAT on construction is too high?
Well, I think you can set aside the VAT, which you can think of as the government's profit margin, and you can set aside the developer's profit margin. You can put aside those things and look at the hard cost of construction. If you build an apartment in Ireland, it costs about €2,100 a square metre. In the Netherlands, it's about €1,200 or €1,300 a square metre. And you can strip out VAT, you can strip out profit, and that gap will still be there. It'll be about 40 to 50% more expensive in Ireland than in other European countries. Why is that? So I don't necessarily subscribe to VAT being part of the problem. The VAT rate is actually higher in the Netherlands than it is in Ireland, and it's still significantly cheaper to build there. But we need that full analysis, and the government has to own that analysis, because so far, anytime anyone else produces figures, the government says, well, you know, are they the real figures? Who knows? Are they coming from developers? The government needs to own figures and base policy on the figures it owns around construction costs, and that's when we're going to see action, and that's when I think hopefully we will see more being built, and that will address the problem.
Okay. Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin and the author of that latest daft.ie report. Thank you very much for your analysis.
So now we've been discussing this morning how house prices have been rising by more than €2,000 across the country over the past year. Does this mean we're heading towards another property bubble? Alan Ahern is the professor of economics at NUI Galway. Alan, how concerned are you by these figures? Because they're pretty meaty over the last 12 months.
We are, and that's a problem. So it's I am worried about it. Now, I'm not concerned in the sense that this is not a credit-fueled housing bubble like we saw back in the noughties. We don't have a house price credit spiral going on. But double-digit increases in house prices is a problem. And, of course, the availability of accommodation and housing is a big problem. And it's that lack of availability that's causing these house prices to rise so fast.
I want to come back to that in a moment, but just to deal with the credit issue first, no concern about the fact that these hefty rises seem to coincide with a relaxing of the central bank guidelines and also that Help to Buy scheme introduced by the government in the last budget?
Well, those tweaking of the central bank rules, remember, only happened in the 1st of January of this year, so I'd be very cautious about ascribing cause and effect to something that happened so recently. I think we'd need a lot more evidence. And it's also worth remembering that although for first-time buyers, the loan-to-value rate was relaxed a little bit, the amount that they can borrow relative to income, the 3.5 ratio, that wasn't changed. So, look, there's so much going on in the housing market. I'd be very cautious about pointing to one particular issue, one particular policy measure. I think what you're seeing is that there is a big increase in demand, and we know that there's very little new supply on. And basic supply and demand will then tell you that that's going to drive up prices, and that's exactly what's happening.
So if a lack of supply is the main issue, from your experience of working around the world as an economist, how difficult is it to get supply up and running, especially after a crash as severe as we had?
I think it takes quite a while, particularly because the crash we had was so dramatic. It bust all our banks. It burst the whole construction sector in many ways. So we still have a lot of construction companies that are heavily indebted and are trying to work through their debt, and therefore they're not really in a position to start to ramp up construction as quickly as one would like them to. But also it's just a structural issue. I mean, what strikes me when you go around Dublin is how low density and how low the city is. I mean, there's lots of single dwellings around the place where if you went to other cities around the world, you would have 3 and 4 story apartments. And so there are just big structural problems in our city. We don't build them up. They tend to spread out. And that's going to add to house prices.
So no one silver bullet, clearly, for the problems we have. But there's obviously a range of policy measures the government can follow. One of them you've alluded to there, perhaps changing planning. Is there more that can be done in terms of helping developers, in terms of the finances of developing?
I mean, I think the main thing that will help developers is when the banks finally sort out the non-performing loans and the problems from the previous bursting of the bubble. And that has taken quite a while. But I mean, I think it's hard to get a good reading on new construction starts because the data are very distorted. But it does look like the construction industry is beginning slowly to respond to the fact that house prices have gone up and there's a big increase in demand. And of course, what's happened is that the economy has had this extraordinary bounce back. And we're dealing with an environment with very low interest rates and with fast growth in employment, increases in income. So all that is fueling increased demand. And you put that increased demand with sluggish supply, and there's no mystery there in the fact that house prices are rising very rapidly.
Two last questions, Alan. I remember you on Richard Curran's Future Shock programme back in, I think it was 2006, and watching you that night, if I'd been about to buy a house, I would have said, I'm not going to buy, because you were pretty categoric about saying, we have a major problem here and this isn't going to continue indefinitely. There's going to be a correction. It seems a little more complex now, and there'll be people listening at the moment who want to buy a house, but they'll be wondering, do I jump in the market now? Do I chase this? Or do I wait for things to calm down? Is it possible for them to know what to do?
Well, I certainly wouldn't give personal investment advice. But, I mean, when you go back to the Future Shock program, I mean, that was a time where there really was no way to explain what was going on in house prices other than a spiral between house prices and credit. House prices were pulling themselves up by their own shoelaces. That's not true today. You only have to look at basic supply and demand, and you can tell a story about what's going on. So it's very different from a situation where there's really nothing there, only smoke and mirrors, like we had in the noughties. This is a situation where that dreaded word fundamentals is truly the driving force in house prices. And again, the fundamentals is problematic because we have a shortage of something that we should have more of, as housing and accommodation. But that shortage is the fundamental driver of what we're seeing in house prices.
Final question. Given all you've said and the fundamentals you've spoken of, the bounce back in the economy, the lack of supply, are you reasonably confident, or as confident as you can be, that if we're talking in 2 or 3 years' time, that the market will finally have adjusted and that there will be a balance between supply and demand?
I think gradually over time, the amount of construction activity is going to increase. We're going to see more houses. We'll eventually get to a situation where we'll have equal supply and demand. The problem is, of course, is that while in the next few years, while demand exceeds supply, you're building up this bigger gap between supply and demand the whole time that needs to be rectified. So the faster we can get construction going and get new housing out, then the better. It really is key that we solve this problem of undersupply of new construction.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.